The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo.
The Chinese, behind the shield of the World Health Organization, for 2 months hid the virus from the world.
Particularly if you take New York, which you all know is having a disproportionately higher proportion of the burden.
Vaccine or no vaccine, we're back.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise? Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Hey, that's me, Joe Piscopo, with Frankie Five Burrows and Al Gattulo and Debbie Duhame. Susie's doing a great job in for Debbie. Appreciate you being with us. I see the phone calls already, 877-970-2999. We're the flagship station of Salem Media in New York, New York, the number one media market in all the world, but around the country and around the world on AM970TheAnswer.com. We love that you're listening. Andrew Alfano is the CEO of Retro Fitness, kind enough to join us, because if you have a question on how you're feeling, it's time to get out. When do we open up? When do we get back into the swing of things? Andrew is an inspirational individual who I have immense respect for, being the owner, along with my pal Stacy, of Retro Fitnesses, which are just great, by the way, in Flemington, New Jersey. There's my plug, Andrew. Flemington and Bethlehem, Pennsylvania now. Thank you. Andrew Alfano, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing, man?
Joe, what is going on? Great to be here. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, listen, we wanted to get you on because everybody's antsy. We want to get out there, you know? So, what's the gym experience going to be, Andrew Alfano, after this?
Well, I think it's going to be quite positive. We are ready. We got to get the gyms back open. We have to get small businesses going. I mean, you've been talking about it all morning. I think you have been doing a great job with that. What a lot of people aren't aware, especially in New Jersey, we're actually the largest gym franchise. Most importantly about Retro Fitness, which is what I love about Retro, is we are a 100% franchise system, meaning every franchisee is also a small business owner. So every small business owner, they operate, they live, they work in the communities right there with their people. So you'll see those owners right behind the counter. Obviously, there's a lot of frustration, but I will tell you what we have done over the last 8 weeks, and not just Retro, I will tell you fitness in general has done an exceptional job over these last 8 weeks, deep cleaning, sanitizing, getting their gyms ready for their people. I think, if you're following Florida, Ron DeSantis, I thought, has really said it well. He said, if you're in good shape, you're going to probably be okay. I mean, it's not going to prevent you from getting corona, but if you're in good shape, you're going to get through it. And 90% of the people under the age of 65 who have passed, which is, don't get me wrong, it's terrible, very unfortunate, but it's due to pre-existing conditions. Yeah. And many of these pre-existing conditions was due to lack of, focus on health and wellness. So, we're in a position, not only do we not think gyms should be third or fourth phase, we should be first phase. Honestly, that's where the federal government was. I thought the president and the task force, we were very pleased when they came out announcing that gyms would be in phase one. And the fitness leaders, our collective voices, we help influence that. But we weren't surprised. And we weren't surprised because it makes so much sense that we want America to get healthy.
I agree. Go ahead, Andrew, please.
I was going to say, right now, the way these things are, the phases are, unfolding, I could literally go out and I add a little levity to it. I can get a 3,000-calorie Bloomin' Onion, buy a pack of cigarettes on the way home, but I can't go to the gym. It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense.
You can go to the liquor store. Yeah. You're so funny. We're talking with Andrew Alfano, CEO of Retro Fitness, and again, to full transparency, just this year, we became partners with Andrew in Flemington, New Jersey, which is great, and now in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. We're going to tell you all about that. But, you know, Stacey McCormick, my partner, you know, she's been working so hard. And you know what they don't understand, Andrew, is that, you know, we're putting into the gyms. Like you said, we have sanitized it. We are locked in. We are loaded. Governor Murphy has not set the reopening of the gyms in New Jersey. Have you heard anything yet, sir?
You know, we haven't. And actually, I've reached out to the governor's office. We've reached out to the governor's office in New York, in New Jersey. You know, I have a lot of respect for anybody who serves the public, serves the people. I respect his position. I believe that he believes he's doing the right thing. I just don't agree. That's the position that we're in. You know, gyms and health clubs are in far better position to provide safety measures than the restaurants and bars that are opening up. That's just the way that it is. And I you know, reflect back and I say, when was the last time you went to a restaurant, you stood up, you turned around, and you sanitized the seat you were sitting in? The answer is never. When was the last time you went and pumped gas and then you sanitized the handle from the gas pump? The answer is never. At the gym, we have been sanitizing. You know, you get off the cardio machine, the first thing that you do as a member is you sanitize the cardio machine. And matter of fact, not only does management police that, other members police that. So in the health clubs, this is something that we've been doing for years. This is not a new behavior that needs to be adopted. Actually, one would argue it's all these other businesses that are being allowed to open ahead of gyms and health clubs. They're really the ones that have to adopt new behaviors. And by the way, we're not rooting against the other businesses. I think we have to get society open. You're seeing society taking the lead, and now government is in a position to catch up, which is unfortunate. We want to do it safe. Yeah. I think you know, you really have to respect the fragility of the situation that we're in. You know, we want to use facts to help us do the heavy lifting, but we have to get society going. I mean, there's a real reality to the small business owner. There will be families, if we go any longer, they just won't come back. They will never recover from this financial situation.
Amen. Amen. Andrew Alfano, CEO of Retro Fitness. You know, one of our premier listeners, if you will, Charlie Finch, is on the phone. We appreciate you taking the time, Andrew, to answer some of our questions. Charlie, you have a question for Mr. Alfano, do you?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Mr. Alfano. Mr. Alfano, I'm a senior citizen who has been unable to get my weekly treatments at Bellevue in the chemo unit for 2 months for hereditary liver disease. This morning, I got up at 4 a.m. and two loads of laundry in my East Village apartment building in the basement near Veneros. And during that time, I wore a mask and gloves, washed my hands and feet 10 times, took a bath, so it was quite a workout. You may remember, Joe, back in the day, there was a best-selling book called Relaxation Response about how seniors can have relaxation techniques to survive.
Yeah.
Do you have any, Mr. Alfano, do you have any relaxation and exercise tips for aging people like me who are literally putting our bodies on the line to fight COVID-19? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks. Thank you, Charlie. What do you think, Andrew? For me and you, I think, if I may, Andrew, a workout is great, but relaxing, meditation or something like that, maybe any suggestions you might have, Andrew?
Well, I think the question is, ironically timely. This happens to be Mental Health Awareness Month in May, and it's been that since 1949, you know, which many people don't realize. For the last 70 years, we've been focusing on mental health, and we really have not made the strides as a society that we need to be making. And at Retro Fitness, what I really appreciated about the vertical and the brick and mortar is that we are so much more than that. We really are a health and wellness platform, and we do focus on meditation. I will tell you, if you go to our app, we have Facebook Live where you can work out in your home. We have yoga. We have nutrition. We have cooking classes. One of the things that we look at Retro Fitness is we really look at it in the form of a fitness occasion, not necessarily just going to the gym and brick and mortar. And I think that's one of our responsibilities that we have, well beyond just getting people to the club, is we really want people to be healthy. So I have a mom. She's 85 years old in a nursing home. Dementia has been creeping up on her. I have a lot of respect for the question. You know, she has struggled through the last few years, and a body in motion stays in motion. So whatever you can do to, you know, keep moving is probably, you know, depending on your age and depending on your limitations, that's probably, you know, my best counsel. A body in motion stays in motion, which is
kind of an age-old approach. Andrew, right on the money. Andrew Alfano, CEO of Retro Fitness. Andrew, this is the craziest time in my history. You know, I'm curious as to what your thoughts were when you first heard they were closing down our gyms and what you did for us franchisees, you know, and Retro Fitness members.
Yeah, well, listen, I think, you know, for everybody, it hit the news in January. As a business leader, I would tell you I sensed, and we probably all did, the winds of change as I'm doing the air quotes in February. One of the very first things that we did was we assembled a coronavirus task force, which compiled both corporate leaders, but we also include franchisees. We include franchisees in all the committees to help us make decisions for the greater good of the system. And crisis management number one, 101, I should say, is you know, communicate early and communicate often. So we did. So right in the beginning of March, one of the things we communicated as things started to change and we were moving from highly recommend you close to a mandated close, depending on the county and the state, we went right to the franchise system and we said, okay, and I did this personally in a video message to the franchisees, that if in fact you are forced to close, here is what we're going to do. And at Retro Fitness, what we did, we didn't defer, we actually waived all royalties, all fees, while you are closed, which is very unlike other companies who only deferred, and in some instances, some franchise systems, and I know these leaders, they continue to charge their fees and royalties. And I will share that, you know, one of my philosophies has always been, you know, simply err on the side of people. And if, in fact, you are erring on the side of people, everything else is kind of fixable. You know, so that's the approach that we took. And we did the same thing for our members, which was very different than what other fitness clubs did. We went right to them, again, communicated early, we communicated often, and we did what we called a no-stress, no-call freeze. So while some other fitness organizations continued to charge when they weren't providing a service, we immediately froze our members so they wouldn't have to worry about anything. Don't worry, you don't have to call, you don't have to write a letter. We just immediately put them in a freeze. Our franchisees have been working really hard over the course of the last 8 weeks, like I said, deep cleaning. One of the things that Retro Corporate has done is we've put together webinars and training. So every one of our clubs before they open have been recertified that they are prepared to open and prepared to receive new members you know, in this new world environment. And we also retrained every employee in the system on all things corona, how to maintain health and safety in our clubs. And again, I'd go back. I think we are in a far better position as a fitness industry and specifically at Retro Fitness than most other facilities. I think I heard Governor Murphy, you know, made the, you know, is allowing recreational parks to open up. And he made a comment, I think it was on Fox News I was watching last night. We picked it up that he was concerned about ventilation in the gyms. And I'm not sure when the last time he was in one of the gyms, but I do know that the public restrooms are now open at these recreational parks. So if we're going to talk about ventilation.
I know. It's, you know, well,
we haven't heard from the governor. We haven't heard from him. We hope we hear from him. Being the largest gym organization in the state of Jersey, we would love to, in partnership, work with him. Let facts do the heavy lifting, and hopefully he sees that we are more than ready, more than prepared to help people in New Jersey and the whole tri-state in New York to get healthy again.
Yeah, Andrew, Andrew Alfano, CEO of Retro Fitness, you're absolutely right, because I know, and I said it too, man. We talked to Joe Lumberg, our weather guy, who's a biker. He does, you know, 70 miles, 200 miles on a bike. You just got to get out, and it would be the best thing mentally during this mental health fitness month, if you will. Hey, and before we let you go, Andrew, I got to ask, you said this when Charlie called about social media to reach out to members, even non-members. Where can we find some of that online? Where should we go, Andrew Alfano?
Yeah, sure. That's an easy one. Retrofitness.com. We have everything posted online. We also have an app that we use for engaging members. It's all free, which I think, you know, the workout live and at home is something that many are doing. But I will tell you, if you go there, because we are the hometown gym, like Melissa, who does the training online. I called Melissa before she did that in her house to say thank you. I know some others are doing this with third-party apps and celebrities. Cool. I think that's clever, but I'm not sure that the average person really identifies with celebrities in their mansions doing workouts. So we have Melissa, we have Nick. If you go to your gym, you will see Melissa in the gym. This is the type of club that we operate. This is Retro Fitness. We are the hometown gym. It's time to get real, and I couldn't be more thrilled to have you and Stacy as partners.
Oh, thanks, Andrew. Right back at you, man. We're proud. I'm so excited because we deep cleaned Flemington, the same thing. We did the same thing. Now Bethlehem, it's going to be great. I'm very excited and I'm very positive, but boy, we feel for you, man. We just want to get back, and we hope that the governor will allow us back in because it's so important to our mental health. And you know what? You're right. I keep talking about how we build up immune system. You got to build your immune system up. You could do that by even a light workout will do that, Andrew Alfano. Correct?
That's right. Amen.
Yeah, we appreciate
it. That's exactly right.
Andrew, thank you, man. Thanks for being the leader that you are, sir. Thanks for leading the way and blazing the path, Andrew. God bless. And we'll see you soon enough. We're going to do it.
Hopefully. All right, man. We're working hard. We're working hard. Take care, guys.
We appreciate it. Thank you. Andrew Alfano right there, CEO of Retro Fitness. We got to get back in. And hopefully Governor Murphy's listening and we'll just let us out of the box. We're locked and we are loaded. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Susie, we got to work out a little bit, no?
I mean,
wouldn't that be the best thing for so many people? Am I right?
You know, it makes sense. Like, you know, a lot of big box stores are open, but I can't get my hair cut
Thank
there.
Thank you.
You know,
Thank
it's
you.
Like,
but, yeah, yeah,
we're adults.
Yeah, yeah,
let's yeah. be smart. Let's be safe.
You're right. You're
people
right.
People got to work.
And if Andrew, like Andrew said, you're going to go to a liquor store. I mean, you're in a liquor store, you can't go to a gym. Come on, help
me
out here a little
That's
bit.
Exactly. That's considered essential. I mean, I don't really drink, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Susie's doing a great job for Debbie. Susie Cerrone on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Thanks,
Susie. Hey, Joe. Thanks so much. And better news, if you're on the roads in Brooklyn, that stall on the Prospect Expressway southbound by Exit 3 for 7th Avenue, that is gone. But delays in Brooklyn still, we've had this delay, Joe, for weeks now. It's really pretty heavy on the BQE North, and as you make your way up towards the Brooklyn Bridge, we've got delays in Queens. There is road work on the Van Wyck northbound right by Kew Gardens. That has a lane out. Deegan road work southbound by Yankee Stadium. That's till 3. Better news, finally, that accident on 495 Eastman at Pleasant Avenue is gone. So the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, that's a 20-minute delay. Stick with the Georgia Link and they're in better shape. Alternate sides, suspended meters in effect. Two problems now in Westchester. A crash on 287 Eastman at exit 5 in White Plains. And in Port Chester, that's an accident on the New England Thruway North and at exit 21 for 287. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
We know we are locked in a culture war in this country. Forces that want to destroy what we believe in are fighting hard for their side. It's not an exaggeration to call this an existential threat to the future of America. 2020 will be a decisive year. This radio station encourages every listener to engage in this fight. It ends at the voting booth, but only if you are registered to vote. If you aren't, go do it today. Save America. Yeah, it's that important. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, Cardiology, Renal, Maternity, Behavioral Health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio telling you about Boomer Naturals. Love Boomer Naturals. These are face coverings, and everybody's going to have to wear a face covering for at least a year, maybe two. I love it because when I go on a plane, I tell you, I get freaked out when I go on a plane because of the germs. You, how many times have I told you that? When I go on a trip, oh my gosh, just when you open up the dinner tray, ooh, you know, I got to spray it down, you know? Or I'm sitting next to somebody and I'm always next to somebody coughing and gagging. Bring me the mask. Give me the face covering. Finally, society has caught up with me, man. So now I use Boomer Naturals, and you got to go to BoomerNaturals.com because they're comfortable, because they protect you. They have a percentage of 92.2% protection against bacteria. This is huge. They have that nano-silver technology, and many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is with face coverings. These are three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology. It reduces particles getting to your nose and to your mouth. Hello. Now, these are in stock now. And they ship to you from Boomer's United States warehouse. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. This is what's great about them. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. So this is great because they're like 30-day, 30-use protective face cover. In sizes for adults and for children, by the way. All right, Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Get masks now for the entire family. It's exactly what I did. Gave them all to my kids. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com, please. You could use the code JOE20 at checkout and save 20%. We're going to talk to Suzanne in a second from Boomer Naturals. This is so easy for you, and this is something I love telling you, good things that work for you that are easy and that are not expensive. Go to BoomerNaturals.com, please. Use the code JOE20. Save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50, right? These are in stock face covers. BoomerNaturals.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Here we go. Come on, get your Thursday started, baby. We got this. I swear to goodness gracious, we got this. You get in your house and you're like, ugh. And we want you to listen to the radio every morning with us these 4 hours. We want it just to be an inspiration to get out there. We are going to get out there. It's all going to be okay, you know. Mike Gallagher coming up in about a half an hour. Suzanne Hobbs is great. She's a great gal and director of communications with Boomer Naturals. I'm telling you about these things. I've told you about hand sanitizers. I tell you about gloves. I tell you, I am the germaphobe. I know what works. So, Suzanne, welcome back to the show, and thanks for all you're doing, keeping us safe. Please, I love it. These are great, these Boomer Naturals. They're so comfortable, and you know what? I don't have to suck wind, you know? I mean, I could breathe easy, and I can actually carry on a conversation. So we love the product, and thanks for being with us.
You know, thank you. My friend's a hairdresser, and she had to go back to work a few days ago, and she's wearing one of these Boomer face covers and says, you know, I was able to work a 12-hour shift standing on my feet, and I almost forgot that I had the cover on my face the whole time. It was that breathable.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's the new normal, and you got to get used to wearing it. We're not used to wearing it.
I know, and it is the new normal, and we're following CDC's guidelines and wearing the face covers in public. You know what's great about them, Suzanne, too? You have, like, loops. I say to you listening now, they're like loops on each side of the mask, so you don't have to take this elastic band. I have one of those masks with elastic band, and your ears go down, and you look really dopey with your ears down, you know, and it's very uncomfortable. Yeah. With the Boomer Naturals, you could just kind of loop them over your ears, which is actually a great invention. But like I've been saying, not all masks are the same protection. Tell us where you get your masks from and why this is important.
Absolutely, yeah. So one of the founders of Boomer Naturals is from Vietnam, and we have a great relationship with, she has a relationship with an export trading company out of Vietnam. So we are able to work directly with the manufacturing facilities and with this import-export company to be able to bring hundreds of thousands of these face covers that are from Vietnam, where there's 96 million people that live there, zero reported deaths, and under 400 reported cases. And these are the coverings that they're using there that are made in Vietnam. So why not follow the success? You know, Vietnam's also donated 250,000 of these to the United States during this time. Because wow. These are the ones that we need to be using. So we want to bring as many of these very successful face covers to everybody here in the United States, that when you go out, you want to feel like you truly are. And if you have to wear a face cover, why not wear something that truly we know is giving you some true protection with this nano silver technology that truly is, there's, you know, Vietnam's the leader in the Vietnam, in the nano silver technology area of what really works.
What's great, I love that you have these for the kids. These are so cute. I hold them in my hand now. How cute is that? Because and nowadays you don't know. They don't know enough about the virus, God forbid. You want to, just in case, you put something. This will fit a young child, the one that with the little bunny on it. I love it like that, the design. I mean, it's a. Go ahead. Yes.
You know, and you point out we have two different sizes, you know, and so we call the smaller size a child size. But I am finding that many people, if you have a smaller face or a thinner face, you might want to try that child size / small size because you want it to fit your face really well. Those larger adult sizes, they're pretty big. They fit me really, really well. But you might, you know, want to look at the child size if you have a smaller face.
Yeah, it's so true. Plus, I got to just tell you, you could wash these every day, and you could use them up to 30 days, which is like the smartest thing I've ever heard. The big question is, Suzanne Hobbs, Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals, are the face coverings in stock now? We can get them, yes?
They are absolutely in stock. We don't have every pattern. If you need, you know, certain flowers on your face cover, you may not get that. But if you need a black or a blue, you know, we do have them in stock. And so does it really matter what the pattern is? No.
Yeah.
Order something and get it to you as quick as possible. And I love that you mentioned your discount code, Joe20, so people can save 20% when they shop. But we just want to be able to supply those. So just order them as quick as you can. Breathable, true protection, comfortable, three layers that will really do the best that you can possibly get. And I know you have big news for tomorrow. Right?
Yeah, big news.
Can I just give a little tease? You have something really big to announce tomorrow. I can't wait.
I am so excited. And you know what? I got to tell you, too. You know, we're news and information. This is so positive. It's a positive story, Suzanne. I appreciate it. I worry about my kids. I worry about the germaphobe. I'm making a foray today, you know, letting people into the house. We're all scared. We got to thank you for being there. And we do have big news tomorrow with Boomer Naturals. And we're very, very excited. And we love how you give back. Matter of fact, you're donating one mask for every order made. Is that right?
We are, yeah. We've already donated thousands and thousands of these face covers to people. And if you place an order, it will continue to help us donate to organizations, nonprofits that are in need.
All right. Suzanne, we appreciate it. How's Vegas doing, girl?
Oh, Vegas is slowly opening up. I went to my first hair appointment yesterday. Finally had my hair done in the first time in 3 months. So that everybody in the shop was staying far away, and I had to wait in my car till they told me to come in. But I sat there with my face cover on, and you know, we're slowly getting a few restaurants open, and you know, we're in our phase one.
You know, it's weird. People talk to me. Suzanne will let you go, but people talk to me about New York when I talk to folks out of town and how it's shut down in Times Square. The Strip is really virtually shut down in Vegas.
It absolutely is. People are riding bikes down the Strip, both directions. Wow. Yeah, it's really strange to see. So
Go ahead.
So real quick too, as you're thinking about getting these face covers too, you know, Father's Day's coming up pretty soon too. So why not send some of these to other people, you know, to your family members? That's a good thought.
I love it. I love it. Suzanne, thanks for joining us. And yes, we will break the big news tomorrow right here on the program from Boomer Naturals. Thanks. Be safe out there, Suzanne, and hopefully we'll see you one of these days.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Suzanne Hobbs, she's the director of communications of Boomer Naturals, and you go to boomernaturals.com. Love this product, I got to tell you. So anything that keeps you safe, you know me. Hey, 9:33 with Joe on the radio, and Big Al standing by. Look at this with the headline news, live and local, on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open. It is down about 42 points right now, just about a quarter of a percent, as the market has just opened about 4 minutes ago. The owner of Rodell's Fitness in Westfield, New Jersey, is suing, claiming his civil rights are being violated. Rodell Peterway says he was training a client one-on-one, and they were 7 feet apart, yet officers entered his business a couple of weeks ago and told him to shut down. Peterway's lawsuit says he was the only one in the gym, he was wearing a mask, and he meets with one client at a time, yet nearby businesses like liquor stores and 7-Eleven are allowed to open. Gyms are part of the non-essential businesses still under Governor Murphy's coronavirus orders. A salvage operation is underway to cut into the Titanic and retrieve the Marconi telegraph machine used to send distress messages the night the boat sunk in 1912. The RMS Titanic Company hopes to uncover secrets about missed warning messages and distress calls from the ship, but their case renews a debate about access to the ship. A lawyer for the company says they will try to avoid cutting into the ship and instead enter through an open skylight. They were given permission from a federal judge Monday and will begin their recovery efforts this summer. In sports, Giants, Jets, rest of the NFL in for a big financial hit if games are played without fans. Forbes projects the league could lose $5.5 billion based on stadium revenue from 2018. Players would be directly affected as they receive nearly 50% of total revenue based on the labor agreement. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Sunny skies and 53 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate sides suspended today for religious observances. Meters in effect. Tons of road work out there. The Deegan southbound through the Cross Bronx. That's till 3. Road work in Queens on the Van Wyck north and at Kew Gardens. That has one lane out till 4. Inbound George, 5 minutes or less. Inbound Holland, same thing. Inbound Lincoln, 15 minutes from that earlier accident, just cleared off 495 eastbound. Westchester, it looks like a crash on the New England Thruway northbound near 21 in Portchester. Looked like that has been quickly cleared, and it's a crash on 287 eastbound at exit 5 in White Plains. Your forecast, sunny today, not as windy, with a high of 64 tonight, partly cloudy, 53. Friday becoming mostly cloudy, a shower late Friday with a high of 71. Saturday, a washout. Saturday, cloudy, shower 69. Better on Sunday, sunny at 69. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature, talking about building up your immune system. You know, and you know what's so funny? We have so much on the show, especially this morning, about what's good for you, and it sounds like a public servant, but I worry about you. You're family when you listen to the program, and I take it very seriously. You know, there was their time, I won't bore you with it now, but it's like somebody had a situation and it had to do with a product, and I got personally involved because when I tell you about things, whether it's a Boomer Naturals or Michael's of Brooklyn or Route 22 Toyota or all of our good friends kind enough to sponsor, that they're family, and I want it to be good for you. That's the way we vet it out. Every time when we talk about something on the radio, it's so great. The sales folks will call me personally. Joe, can you do this? Will you do this? This is what the product is. And I want to tell you something that will be positive in your life. That's what Balance of Nature is all about. Because I'm telling you, I was a vitamin junkie. I mean, maybe junkie, wrong word, but I was. I was Mr. Vitamin. Vitamin. Because I always thought, oh, I have to take my vitamins. And then I would take all my vitamins in my hand, and I'd take a ton of vitamins. And you know what you do? You end up, and my doctor friends would say, Joe, you're just eliminating them. You're not even using them. Most of them are filler. My doctor friends would tell me that. So, oh, well, I have to take the vitamins. I had cancer. 1981, I had cancer. I need the vitamins. No. Then I found, through Frankie Five Burrows and Dr. Douglas Howard and the Howard family, we went out and I found Balance of Nature. And it's been like a gift for me because this is fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. And within those fruits and vegetables are the antioxidants that fight the free radicals in your body that cause all the viruses and all the diseases that you get. You can offset that. You could try to offset that. This ain't no clinical study. This is me talking to you, how I keep my body, I've been clean, hopefully, and strong, hopefully, by the grace of God. You know what? And I take Balance of Nature because I don't eat enough fruits and vegetables. You need your fruits and vegetables. Mom is always right. You know that. Now you get fruits and vegetables simply in a vegetarian capsule. It's a genius concept. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Balance of Nature. And then this from the Howard family. You get free shipping and 35% off. Are you kidding me? Any new preferred order of Balance of Nature, you get free shipping and 35% off. Yes, I worry about you. I try to tell you the good things, you know, because I love you. You know, we're in this together. We really are in this together. 800-246-8751. It's 800-246-8751. Or if you would, please go to balanceofnature.com and remember the discount code, The Answer.
Chris Tessine, veteran and former paratrooper, has teamed up with Jason Green, owner of Medicare Solutions and MagnaFlood, to help business owners open and restart their businesses after COVID-19. If you're a business owner, you know how important it is to get the economy back on track. That means opening our doors while finding a way to keep our customers and ourselves safe and healthy. That's where Medicare Solutions comes in. Medicare Solutions can provide your business with a touch-free biometric scanner. It's called the Checkpoint. Even if they're wearing a mask, all the customer needs to do is look into the screen. Easy, effective, and most importantly, safe. Medicare Solutions. Let's get the economy back on track. For more information, call 929-800-4205. That's 929-800-4205 today. Let's get America back to work.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising.
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
It's about how we overcame poverty and hardship by not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we are supposed to vote for. And guess what? You can do it too.
That's right. And we want you to hear our personal story for the first time.
Uprising by Diamond and Silk, coming August 18th. Pre-order at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970 The Answer.
This pandemic has been tough on all of us.
What is America to me?
It's put a strain on our health, our psychological well-being, our finances, our families. But you know, it's also brought out some of the best in people. We've seen countless examples of businesses and individuals going above and beyond the call of duty to selflessly help their neighbors. So throughout this crisis, we're highlighting a New Yorker who has gone above and beyond right here on the Joe Piscopo Show. Here's another everyday hero.
Christine Russo is a respiratory therapist at Englewood Hospital in Englewood, New Jersey. Hey, Christine, welcome to the program. Thanks for all you're doing. How you doing this morning?
Thank you for having me on, Joe. I'm a big fan. It was a nice introduction. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're so proud of what you're doing. We're trying to highlight folks on the front lines. And Englewood Hospital, by the way, my son Joey was born there. Great hospital. Yeah, 100 years ago. I mean, no. He would kill me if he heard me saying that. Many moons ago. But it's great over there in Englewood. I think we were in Alpine. Yeah, we lived in Alpine. And Englewood was the go-to hospital. Hey, what is a respiratory therapist? What is that, Christine?
You know, thank you so much for highlighting the profession of respiratory therapy, because we truly are the unsung heroes of many hospitals. And if you have any kind of respiratory problems, we are the first person that, other than the doctor and the nurse, they will call in a respiratory therapist to evaluate you. And along with the doctor and the nurses, we discuss what the next step in management would be.
Well, so what do you do? It's like a breathing, because that's got to be so scary. The one thing, Christine Russo, is what scares me is when you hear the poor folks who have this COVID-19 and they feel like there's just a brace around their chest and they can't breathe. How do you tell somebody, you know, they just can't catch your breath like that? That really just freaks me out, and I'm so feeling for the folks with that. How do you walk them through that, Christine?
I have to be honest, Joe, the suffering that we have encountered was beyond anything that any of us have seen, because as respiratory therapists, we pretty much saw it all. But this came on so fast. And yes, people are at the end of their ropes when they come in the regional, like the respiratory insufficiency, and they do feel like they just can't breathe. It's the only thing we do, because we're always at the head of the bed, is we encourage them to breathe deeply, to hang in there, and then, of course, the team would come in and intubate and put you on a ventilator to relieve that work of breathing, which is the most exhausting thing you could ever go through. Eventually, you'll stop breathing because there's so much effort needed to lift your chest.
Oh, God bless you. You have to be a psychologist, too, Christine, when you do that.
Oh,
you know?
My God. We get so absorbed into every case. We truly do. It's mental and physical.
Yeah, God bless you.
And Englewood Hospital, I have to mention, our department, we are a small department of 4 therapists on a shift in a 600-bed hospital. But we're intelligent. We're licensed. We have degrees. We really hold everyone's hand and pray. We did a lot of praying.
You know, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, it's safe to say that, correct, Christine?
Absolutely. You know, Joe, there was a point where everyone in the hospital no one would talk. All we heard on the news was how many were positive, how many were in the ICU units, and you never heard how many went home. And eventually the hospital had to put up whiteboards to tell the nurses and the doctors and the people that worked there how many people were discharged, because they did go home. There were a number of people that went home.
We were talking about that this morning. It was all doom and gloom. They never talked about the positive, for crying out loud. God bless. Because we kept hearing too, and I've said it too, when they go on a ventilator, oh my God, 86% don't survive on a ventilator. But indeed, there were a lot of folks that did survive, correct?
Yes, we had a lot. To my surprise, Englewood, I think at its height during the COVID, had 800 hospitalized COVID. And I was told that there were like 500 people with discharge. We had that 500th patient that was sent home. I don't know if you saw it on the news. They had clapping and all of that.
Sure. Yeah, that was great.
And that
oh,
was
my
such
God.
A surprise to me. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Now, on top of the great job that you're doing, Christine Russo, she's a respiratory therapist at Englewood Hospital in Englewood, New Jersey. I know she's very, very humble, but she is our everyday hero today. Now, we heard from your husband, Stephen, that you've been working this whole time with a hip that needs replacement. Oh, God bless you, girl. Is that true?
Oh, my God, Joe. I'll tell you. January, I went for the checkup because I was in pain of last year.
Yeah.
And I'm also in another area of, I do hyperbaric medicine, so I'm not really actively on the floor at that time in January. When March 16th came, it was all hands on deck. And all I'm thinking about was, okay, my surgery is April 29th. I'm going to have surgery. And then March 16th, everything shut down. And I was dragged to the floor. Well, yeah, of course, I had to be a part of a team. We all got together. And I have to say, yes, it was grueling. It was extremely painful. There were days I worked 12, 14 hours that when I got home, I wasn't able to walk from the car to the door. But when I walked into a patient's room and I saw the fight for their life, it just went right out of my head. I couldn't even, there was no pain for me.
God bless you. God bless you, girl. Look at you. Look at you. So. Did you? Are you planning on getting your hip replacement? Did you schedule that? Can you do that now?
Yes. So hopefully it's June 11th at HSS. Governor Cuomo, please open up elective surgeries.
I mean, really, you know. Christine Russo, you really are her heroine, and we love you for that. Respiratory therapist at Englewood Hospital in Englewood, New Jersey. You know, and apparently Russo, that's an Italian last name. I'm just saying. You know, so
of course. God. My husband is a Brooklyn Italian, Joe. You know how different they are.
Look out there. Christine, God bless you, girl. Thanks for taking the time. Thanks for being an everyday hero and just being there and saving the lives that you save, girl. I'm telling you, we're very, very proud to have you on the radio with us this morning. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Joe.
My love to the family, everybody at the hospital, and to your family as well, Christine. God bless. That's what I'm talking about right there. Boy, that's what I'm talking about right there. Ugh. That Christine Russo. You know, Susie, what do you say? I mean, this is what it's all about right there. I mean, just the way we as Americans have, and around the world, you know, especially the frontline workers like that, digging down like that into the soul. This girl couldn't even walk from her car to the house after a 12, 14, 16 hour shift, for crying out loud. God bless her. God bless her. You know, hey, at 10 before 10, Mike Gallagher's up at 10:05. Susie's on the roads for you right now for Debbie on AM 970, The Answer.
You got it, Joe. Good morning. Trouble in Queens, a tractor trailer where there shouldn't be on the Jackie Robinson southbound near Metropolitan Avenue. Once they try to get it off, all lanes will be closed on the southbound Jackie Robinson roadwork in Queens on the Van Wyck northbound right by Kew Gardens. That has a lane out till 4 this morning. Alternate side suspended for religious observances, meters in effect. Inbound George, okay. The outbound George, that's roadwork on both decks till about 3 this afternoon. Minor delays now with the inbound link, and that earlier crash on 495 eastbound is gone. Major roadwork again today on 78. 78 eastbound exit 36 to 41 up to two lanes closed, but that's till 7 o'clock tonight. And we're down to one accident in Westchester. That's a minor one on 287 eastbound at exit 5. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough has this message for Dr. Fauci and Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
You will also have been wrong on nearly everything you've done, Dr. Fauci. You should be humbled. And Nancy Pelosi, don't talk to me about science. They think that they're going to be in charge of saying who is what and who gets to do what. Yeah, over our dead bodies.
Kevin McCullough, radio, weeknights at 5 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings, Wednesdays at 4.
What's on everyone's mind right now? Their health. There are countless people suffering from autoimmune diseases that are not COVID-19 related. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month, and Dr. David Younger, author of the best-selling book, The Autoimmune Brain, A Five-Step Plan, is here to help. He'll address medical issues that affect millions of individuals with guests you can't hear everywhere else. Be sure to tune in for Talking Medical with Dr. David Younger, Saturday afternoon at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring or looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar, Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and regularly are hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Mostly sunny today, high 66, clear early tonight, then partly cloudy late with a low of 55 at Midtown, dropping to 48 to 52 in many northern and western suburbs. Some sunshine tomorrow will give way to increasing clouds. Look for a couple of showers in the afternoon, a high near 70. Rather cloudy Saturday with some showers in the area, high 72. And for Sunday, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high near 70. Monday, Memorial Day, more sun than clouds, high 72. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio! Did it irritate you, Al, during the break?
I yes, like to irritate it does. Al. Very much so. The whistling, you eating of so the Pop-Tarts.
You are so much
At least
fun.
If you were eating Michael's of Brooklyn, I'd be happy.
One day we will do all the commercials. We'll do all the commercials. Just be Joe irritating Al during the break.
Oh, my God. Believe me, if we could peel back the curtain to it's unbelievable. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Hi, Al. Joe Piscopo.
We like that.
Good.
Good.
Not bad. Hey, it's 9:54 with Joe on the radio. Hey, great to have you with us. And you know what? Little baddie, we're going to get out. I'm getting out of the evening. Well, I'm worried. I'm going to let people in my house today. This is big news for me. This is big news. You know, I know. I'll make it. Can I tell you about, talk about good people and about, I love telling you the stories like Christine Russo. How great a story was that? How did that touch your heart? I'm telling you. And the same thing when I tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn, I tell about Fred and Johnny, you know, and Mary Ann and Michael himself, that they are taking orders for takeout. They're taking orders that you could pick up at Michael's of Brooklyn. Michael's of Brooklyn, and if you're listening around the country, this is like a legendary restaurant in New York because it's one of the five best Italian restaurants in the United States of America, not just in Brooklyn. This, according to the Food Network, you know. And I always ask Fred, I said, Fred, you're one of the five best Italian restaurants. How did you garner that? He goes, I don't know. We just do it. Like when I said with the sauce, how do you make the sauce so authentic? When I went the other day to the store, I go to my little store, and I'm shopping with my hazmat suit on. And I'm looking, and I'm trying to look through my goggles because they're foggy, you know. I'm trying to look. And then I went to the sauce aisle, and I looked, and boom, there it was, Michael's of Brooklyn. And I got to tell you something. There were only a few left. Everybody's buying Michael's of Brooklyn. And as you listen around the country and you go shopping in your hazmat suit, you pick up Michael's of Brooklyn. And I'll tell you, that's Brooklyn. That's Italian in a jar like nothing else. Now, if you're local, like I always say, in Connecticut, New York, or New Jersey, you can call 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, taking orders for pickup. You could have the best food in the world, the best Italian food anywhere, and you could take it home to your family. How great is this from Fred and Johnny? Come on. And from Michael himself. And then Michael told me too, and I hesitate to say it on the air because he may not be able to do it, but if you're infirmed and you're around Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand, and you're in the neighborhood, as we call it, you're in the neighborhood, Michael says he'll take the food over to you. How about that? You got to love the Cacacci family. I'm telling you, it's the best of everything Italian. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy since 1964.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Al Gattuno. Paging Al Gattuno.
All right. I'll see yours. Let me tell you something. In my bag of tricks, I got a lot of things here.
Now I know how Shatner feels with tinnitus.
Right.
What?
Dinner time.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, look at the time. Oh. It's over. The show is over.
Boy, the show
Al
just
runs out.
Flew by.
Runs out the studio. Stay
no,
tuned
I have an
tomorrow.
Interview tape later,
stay tuned tomorrow. I'm letting people in my home. I'm so scared. I don't know if I, listen,
we don't hear
I,
from I'm, you tomorrow. We understand.
But when they come, I'm going to leave. I am getting up and I'm going to leave the house and let them come in.
Here, take
I don't
the
care
keys.
If
I'm out.
If they steal anything, I don't care. Just go in. I'm getting the rug clean. I'm getting the house, all this pollen out of the house. So stay tuned tomorrow because I don't know what's going to happen. And then I'll be sterilizing after they come in. You know I'm going to do that. I'll be in with a Clorox spray for crying out loud. can't make this up, but so help me God in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to make this. We got this. God bless you. God bless your family. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Al. Thank you, Susie, for Debbie. And thank you for listening. Make it the best day ever. Will you please do that for me? You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
54 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news. First, here's what's going on. Non-urgent medical procedures in New Jersey can resume in less than a week. At his press briefing back yesterday, Governor Murphy said elective surgeries, non-urgent medical procedures can resume as of this coming Tuesday, May 26th. Face coverings must be worn at all times. Governor also added that pharmacists are now permitted to administer COVID-19 tests. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone wants Suffolk homeowners to get a temporary break on property taxes. Ballone says he has a plan, which he is proposing to Governor Cuomo. He wants the governor to issue an executive order immediately authorizing temporary property tax relief. The commander-in-chief going to recognize Memorial Day in Baltimore. White House says President Trump, the First Lady, will be at the Fort McHenry National Monument and Historic Shrine on Monday. The pair will also be joined by the Secretaries of Defense and Interior and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Trump visited an aircraft carrier near Japan for Memorial Day last year. And a Huntington brewery hired some real dogs to help with deliveries during the pandemic. Barley and Buddy, better known as the Brew Dogs, tag along when Six Harbor Brewing Company makes deliveries. Customers love seeing the friendly golden retrievers with the empty beer can collars hanging around their necks. You now know what's going on. Wash your hands, stay inside, and if you have to be out, practice social distancing and wear a mask, please. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.